NASA's most sophisticated rover yet, set to land on Mars at 12:55 this afternoon Pacific time, beginning a mission that includes a search for life and an exploration of Mars's geology. The rover, one of a number of spacecraft that have been sent to explore Mars going back to the 1960s. With us to talk about Perseverance's mission, as well as the always tense time when the landing takes place and the delay even in the communications back that it has landed, is astronomy journalist and editor-in-chief of space.com, Tarek Malik. Thank you so much, Mr. Malik, for being with us. Then share with us, first of all, what's going on right now, just an hour away from touchdown.
Well, thanks for having us. Yeah, it is an exciting day for sure in space and at NASA. Perseverance has been traveling to Mars since last July. It's 127 million miles away from us right now, which is it'll take a long time for that signal to get back, about 11 minutes. So it just a few minutes ago, about 20 minutes ago, NASA switched off the transmitter on the rover itself. That means that it is not asking for instructions from the ground, nor is NASA sending any. And the rover is pretty much flying by its own computer, its own plan, until it gets back down to the surface. It's really a tense kind of last hour for NASA, because it takes about 7 minutes for this rover to reach the surface once it begins its landing sequence. That's shorter than the one-way signal time just a message of help would take if the rover encountered a problem. So it really has to nail everything on its own, and NASA can't help even if they could communicate instantaneously. So so all eyes are on just that signal from the rover, you know, letting NASA know that it's doing all right, and then it made it to the ground okay.
And is this landing of particular difficulty more than the previous ones, or is it pretty much the same challenge anytime you're landing a rover?
Well, anytime you land on another planet, it's difficult. But you're right; we should kind of walk through what's going to happen in that 7 minutes. So, Perseverance is packed inside this capsule. As it's hurtling towards Mars at supersonic speed, it's going to slam into the atmosphere, drop its protective heat shield on the way down, and then release the largest parachute ever built for another world to slow itself even further. As it gets close to the ground, a camera and a microphone on the rover are going to switch on, letting us hear what it sounds like to land on Mars for the first time. That's something brand new for this mission. The camera is going to start scanning this crater, Jezero crater, that it's going to land. It's an ancient delta. They think that water once filled this region, a possible habitat for life. And it's going to look at the ground saying, hey, does this match what my map says? Is it safe? Is it flat? And as it gets closer, it will let go of that parachute and ignite its rocket thrusters that are, it's like a crane carrying this rover, and it will get just within an arm's reach of the ground and then lower the rover down as it's hovering on this crane to the surface. And once it actually lands on the surface, the rover's wheels touch the ground, those cables will snap off the rover, the crane will fly away and crash safely a distance away, and this rover will be ready to start. It's 2 tons. It's a car that they're dropping on this planet, and it all has to go perfectly. Now, the Curiosity rover, which this rover is based on, did the same thing back in 2012. This new one is a bigger rover. It's a little heavier. It's got a lot more new technology in it. The first helicopter ever sent to another world is on this, as well as experiments and technology to test what astronauts might need to do once they start living there. So very different and yet a very harrowing approach on the way down.
So cool, a helicopter to explore. How deep is it going to be able to dig?
So it'll be able to dig much deeper than the previous rover. The Curiosity rover had a little kind of like a grinder on its robotic arm that could kind of dig maybe like a few centimeters or so into rocks. This one actually has a drill to dig several inches, if not more than that, into the ground to look for untapped, untouched samples that were, you know, never exposed to the Martian atmosphere. The hope is that by doing that, they can get some pristine samples of Mars and store them away in little tiny capsules that they'll drop on its path for another mission NASA hopes to send to collect and bring back to the Earth.
Tarek, thank you so much for filling us in on this exciting event that's now less than an hour away, 12:55 Pacific time this afternoon. Perseverance is expected to touch down on the Martian surface. Tarek Malik is astronomy journalist, editor-in-chief of space.com. From all of us at AirTalk, have a terrific afternoon.